As the Movement Control Order, MCO, enters Phase 3, authorities are stricter than they've ever been when it comes to the violations of MCO. Prior to this, MCO violators may face a compound amount of up to ERM 1000 and possible jail sentence if they've disobeyed the government-authorized order. However, Senior Minister Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri Yaqob stressed that the police will no longer compromise or tolerate any individual who still adamantly refuse to comply with the MCO. According to the Malay Mail, the Malaysia Prison Department's correctional academies will be gazetted as new detention centers for those who breach the MCO, in a bid to prevent overcrowding of prisons. Correctional academies are now being gazetted because too many individuals are getting arrested for defying the MCO. The rising number of arrests could cause overcrowding in prisons. As of yesterday, the number of MCO violators arrested stands at 9,720 people, said Datuk Seri Ismail during his daily press conference, 15 April. The Gazette includes 13 prison academies which now will function as new detention centers, reported Free Malaysia Today. According to the senior minister, in the academy, the same rules will be used as in a normal prison. They will also follow the same standard of procedure, SOP. Some areas have seen an increase in traffic, he added in the press conference. Police are still conducting road blocks and checks to ensure that everyone is adhering to the MCO. The rising number of arrests and the gazetting of correctional academies is not a good indicator towards the compliance rate of MCO. We hope that everyone stays at home throughout the MCO and avoids unnecessary movement. Everyone's cooperation is very important to curb the spreading of COVID-19. What do you think of this article? Share your thoughts down below. Also read, Johor Sultan, no drive-through Ramadan bazaars, risk of spreading COVID-19 too high. You have reached the end of this story.